feel good, feel rested. You know, I'm very excited to get out there this weekend and, you know, call my team.
Do you have to wear a club on your hand?
Yeah, I'll need to protect it. Yep.
Have you ever had to do that before?
No, I'm not.
What are the challenges of that, if any?
It's a little challenging, but, you know, I think I'll handle it pretty well.
How have you handled the downtime? Has it been frustrating? You've been antsy to get back out there? What?
Yeah, it was frustrating, but I just took it as, you know, trying to make a positive out of the situation, just get my body right and, you know, study as much as I could. So, yeah, I'm just getting ready to get back out there. Go ahead, bud.
Is this time away from being in there giving you a different perspective at all of what your defense is doing as you're watching from the sidelines?
No, the film tells its own story, and you know, we're doing some good things, and we're going to continue to improve every week.
Carl, you got an off to obviously a good preseason, got off to a fast start in the regular season. Coaches are excited about it. You feel like you can pick up where you left off? Do you have the confidence that you can kind of hit the ground running again?
Yeah, I'm just going to work hard to, you know, get better every day.
How often, as a new player, when you were out there, have you felt semi-lost? And how much of the time have you known exactly where you're? I'm not assuming that you ever felt lost.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
But as you look at what you've done so far, what are some of the things that you know you need to learn still about how this league works from your position?
Yeah, there are definitely some things that I need to improve on, and you know, getting experience in the game is definitely one of them. But you know, I'm just gonna strive my best to be the best that I can.
What have you seen from Tarek Watson's downhill running style that makes him so effective?
He runs hard, and you know, they do a good job blocking, and you know, it's gonna pose a good challenge, and we're excited for it.
Brady is such a football legend. Really, does that excite you to play more in this game, or can you just block out the fact that this guy's going to the Hall of Fame and you're on the same field as him?
Yeah, I'm very excited to compete against the whole Patriots offense and everybody out there. Yep.
What about Brady?
Yeah, definitely, he's out, and I'm very excited to be out there.
What kind of advice have the vets given you guys about going up against a guy like Brady? Mario Davis, any advice that he's told the defensive room?
Yeah, we're just going to go out and do our jobs as fast and as you know, precise as we can every single play.
How difficult is it to be, so to speak, stuck on 0-14, and what keeps you energized to you know, keep playing and imagine that it'll turn around before too long?
I mean, you gotta love the effing game, right? So everybody in here loves the game, and you know, motivation is not lacking here at all. You know, we're very motivated. We're gonna improve every week, and you know, I'm excited for this team.
How is Ray Horton treating this in terms of? I mean, does he use much of the emotional aspect, or is it all you know, just you know, game plan stuff and you know, even keel stuff, or does he? Take part in the process of telling you guys, hey, don't get down, you know, we're going to get there.
Yeah, he gets us right where we need to be, and I have a lot of faith in him, and, you know, he's a great coach.
Carl, Coach Hughes said today that you've been practicing 100 miles an hour out there. That's the way we were used to seeing you before the hand. I mean, is that something you're confident that, you know, with the club, you're still going to be able to be yourself on the field and play like you usually play and have your style?
Yeah, I'm going to play as fast as I can for as long as I can.